Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Occasionally during the breaks, you have to do something to amuse yourself. Today, Danny and I decided to send Facebook messages to Nick Ashew's wife, who we've never met, just to tell her that her husband's very good-looking and she shouldn't take that for granted.
He's so handsome.
He's a good-looking
guy.
He's
so handsome.
I said to her, I said, "Hi, my name's Grant Paulson. I'm very good friends with your husband.
Okay,
like, we are really, really close." And then I told her, "He is a total fox and a dreamboat, and I just want you to know that, and I don't want you to take that for granted." I'll just read it to you.
Go ahead, read yours, please.
"Hi, Lindsay. Grant Paulson here. I'm one of Nick's best friends. Like, we are really, really close. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that he is a total fox and dreamboat, and that should never be taken for granted." And then I just stopped. I wanted less is more.
And that's
I didn't
it.
Sign off. I didn't. I just very terse, very quick. I wanted the message sent, and I think she's going to receive it.
And you pop smoke. So here's what I did. I included Nick on this too, just to let her know that I wasn't like some weird creep who like sends unsolicited messages.
She's going to think I am a weird creep who sends unsolicited messages.
No, no, no.
Nick wasn't included. I wanted mine to be direct. You know, it was me and her.
I'm
Nick's
not
involved.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's only involved indirectly here, and I understand you're more approachable than I am. "Hi, Lindsay. I work with your husband. I just wanted to let you know that Nick is incredibly handsome. It's to the point that I find it a bit annoying. It's like, we get it. You're handsome, bro, and your hair looks perfect, and your beard is manicured, and you have gentlemanly outfits that flatter your in-shape physique. I hope you're having a good day and are aware of this information." Walk off.
This all started because I said to Nick, I was like, we were just talking, I got a haircut, I got the Paulson, which he has copied now and made it the Ashew, except I get mine part shaved in. And so I said to him, I'm like, "Does your wife know how silly you are?
Is she aware?"
Yeah. Because I bet she just, like, eventually you're with someone a while, you just forget. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, that's my husband. That's a person.
Yeah. So, like, today she's, like, complaining to one of her girlfriends about, like, Nick not picking up his socks.
You know what Nick did? He left the dishes in the sink for an extra 15 minutes.
You know
minutes.
What else he did? Had abs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He doesn't know where everything is supposed to go in our residence. He's so handsome.
So that's how we spent the break.
That's all.
Anyway, if you hear from her, please let me know.
I will. Keep you posted.
I'll do the same. Everyone listening right now, we'll all be in this together. If we hear back from Nick's wife, we will tell you.
More on this Nick Ashew handsomeness as it develops.
And it will be developing.
And it's constantly developing.
We know that much. Because it's been developing for, what, about 30 years over there, Nick? Is that about how long you've been handsome?
Look at his smile. He just smiled at you
Great
when you said
smile.
That.
Great teeth. Good hair.
Just, don't you want to just do him, but you want to do things for him?
Do what?
What? Who said that? Don't you want to just do favors for him?
I don't know.
Can I bring you your groceries? You can order online from Harris Teeter. I'll pick them up for you.
Don't you, what did you just say?
No, it's not important what I said.
Okay.
It's not important what I said. I was trying to say, don't you want to just do some favors for him?
I'm just complimenting that the guy's good looking. You took this a little bit too far, Danny.
Well, we had a legal training yesterday. I want to gloss past it.
Yeah.
I learned that you're not allowed to do what I just did.
Can we isolate that, please?
No, we can't because it's suggestive. It was like an hour four of our legal training yesterday.
Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. How about we just get back to some Redskins banter?
Yes, please. Thank you. Put it
the
in
The Redskins, not quite as good looking in Baltimore as Nick Ashew is. Transition.
Am I right? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Put it in pen. What are you putting in pen? 800-636-1067. We want your bold Redskins predictions. Here's the way this works. Put it in pen. Samaje Perine will not at any point in the preseason disappoint you as much as he did in week one against Baltimore. And one step further, put it in pen. Samaje Perine, by the end of the year, will be the leading ball carrier on first down for the Redskins.
Ooh, I likes it. I likes it. Let's do this one. Put it in pen. Put it in pen. Terrell Pryor not only leads the team in receiving yards, touchdowns, receptions, he will lead the team by more than 25 in targets.
Wow.
More than 25 targets over the next guy.
I bet you $1,000 that's not true.
Put it in pen.
Let's go to Carlos in Alexandria. Carlos, put it in pen.
Yeah, I appreciate your guys' optimism, but I just think there's too many things that are up in the air about this team in too many key spots. And my prediction is that on his way to a 5-11 season, John Gruden is gone and Jay Gruden is gone by game 15.
Whoa.
You got to say put it in pen now, Carlos.
Put it in pen.
There you go.
I just did. I put it down.
He just got an extension this offseason. The chances of Jay Gruden getting fired are 0.002%. But this is why we're playing the game.
This is why we're here.
Carlos, put it in pen. I think he's going to have to get some whiteout, personally.
Well, I think they're going 5-11, but I don't know if Jay gets fired.
Mike's in Gaithersburg. Hey, Mike. I'm going to put you on hold because we don't want to hear ourselves. That's
Mike
no
was
fun
listening
for anybody.
To us.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, Bob.
Forget about that last caller. He's a jagaloon, as Danny would say. And you know what? We're going to win 10 games this year, and Samaje Perine is going to get 888 yards rushing. So, hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. Braves on the warpath. For all DC.
Dan, say put it in pen.
Put it in pen.
That's my guy.
I want people to not need me to remind them to say put it in pen.
Wait, listen, it's the first time we're doing the segment.
I know, but that's what's going to make the whole segment work. If you start out by saying put it in pen, dot, 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 or at the end you go, put that in pen.
The difference between people who can sing and not sing, there's a lot. Obviously, the initial sound. Some people can kind of fake certain sounds about singing. It's the ability to make your voice go like the back and forth type thing that Dan has. I don't know what the word is for that. For, like, people that know singing. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you
I
can
do.
Make your voice ring or whatever.
Vibrato? Something. It's something like that. Vibrato.
Tornado.
Vibrato. Nico Marliato.
Turbinado.
Something.
It's a thing you get at Jamba Juice. I don't know.
Jack in Kensington. We're putting things in pen.
What's going on, Grant and Danny? I'm going that the Redskins end their red zone woes, and Terrell Pryor has 15 touchdowns. Put it in pen!
Boom!
Whoa, see, man. That's the way you do it. That's an insane amount of touchdowns. You're going to need whiteout too, but I'm loving the game. This is why we play the game, people.
That's why we're here.
Ryan in Fairfax. Here's a pen. What would you like to do with it?
First of all, it is vibrato, so you were very close.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You knew it.
You're welcome. Put it in pen. Chris Thompson and Rob Kelly, one of the two of them, are going to get injured and be out for the season. And Scott McLuhan's prediction is going to come true that Matt Jones is going to be a stud in this NFL, and he is going to become the leading rusher for the team and rush for 1,000 yards this year and not get released.
That is the most courageous, least correct-looking prediction that we've heard so far in terms of just sure gutsiness.
It's doing the bungee jump hungover without checking the safety harnesses. I love it.
Because there's a great chance Jones isn't on the team in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But he's putting this in pen, Danny. He didn't write that in pencil an eraser.
Mm-mm.
That's not a mechanical pencil. Number two style. This is a pen that he used. Vic in Accokeek, are you writing in pen?
11-5 or better.
Whoa.
This is where you say put it in pen, Vic.
It's in pen. 11-5 or better. What I'm holding the Redskins to is I don't believe Jay Gruden is a liar. And I don't believe that. When I say that, I don't believe that he's preparing his staff to be liars in the regards that if we say that we're coaching fundamentals and that we're expecting excellence and we're coaching things the right way, we're changing our organization, then I'm going to believe that. And
wow, optimistic. Thank you, Vic. From Vic and Akakeek. By the way, there are 31 other teams in the NFL that are coaching fundamentals and expecting excellence. So doing those two things in and of themselves, probably not enough to go 11-5.
I don't know. Yeah, everyone, I think, intends to do that. I don't know how
in Green Bay right now, as they're preparing for the game, they're not going, we don't expect excellence, and I don't want you to use all the fundamentals.
But here's the thing. I don't know that you can ascribe that to Jay at this point when he's known for just a soft camp, and one of the knocks against him, right or wrong, is teams aren't prepared a lot of times. And I don't know. We'll see.
Fairfax is the home of George Mason University, also the home of this call with Leo. Leo, what are you putting in pen?
Grand Danny, great show.
Thank you, Leo.
I'm putting in pen. Josh Norman grabbed 7 picks, fueled by the drop of interceptions he had this past season. Put it in pen.
Wow.
7 times.
Put it in pen.
I would enjoy that.
Love it. We will do this segment again because it was fun.
We got the rhythm of it around 11:33.
We did. I think that's 34. A good estimated time of arrival for when the segment really hit its stride. A put it in pen. We will hear back from Nick Ashew's wife, who is going to be bothered and creeped out by our messages. Put that in pen.
Don't you want to just do them? No! Shut up, Danny! Shut up!
I don't know if that was allowed. That part was allowed to re-air. It is? Okay, good. We're all having fun. The double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And on a Friday, that's actually a winning off the field.
Special time. It's not for you, not for me. It's not for Nick Ashew. It's for Bruce Allen.
How are you winning off the field next on Grant and Danny?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.